Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5
for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
Look, Truth Box, it's about to happen right now. So,
do you want the door to open
yeah,
and close?
Yeah, let's put
Benny G,
the
you're
door.
Gonna open and, yep.
We're in the box.
There we go.
There we go. This is Truth Box. We haven't done this in
Thank
a while.
You.
But the aim and the point of it is to absolutely swear on my diary that you will tell the truth.
Oh, my stomach is becoming very unnerving.
Here we go. You've
I
got
swear
it.
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth, not only to the Coffs Coast, but to my working partner in Tools or Tulia. Thank
yeah.
you so much.
So the other day on Monday, you didn't come in, and that was fine. We got through. It was tough, but we got through.
It was tough.
I was angry. I got to say that.
Okay.
And that's okay, though.
Angry at me?
Well, I was angry at a lot of things, I think.
Yes, was it selfish of me?
Well, I started thinking, yes, it was quite selfish.
Mm-hmm.
I just needed a little bit of time to get over that.
Yes.
And I always do. And it's fine.
I mean, of course.
But
that's the way it's happened.
That day.
Yes.
On the Monday, I talked to a couple of my girlfriends who were backing me in, as they do.
So yeah, let's just rewind. So anytime anything ever happens, you go straight to the sisterhood. But they would never go against you. So is that always the voice of reason
bitching,
that you want to go
I was
to?
Just saying, they were saying, what's wrong? You know,
yes.
And so I said the situation, and I wasn't bitching, not at all. If
yes.
anything, I always say, you know, like try get behind the thing. I
yes.
said, I just felt a little bit let down.
I like you behind me.
Okay. Now, then I feel you messaged me later on. I wrote back to you and just said, look, not going to lie, it was a pretty crappy day today.
What did I message you?
You said, hey, sorry about today.
Of course.
And my phone was off, so I couldn't answer your calls and messages this morning. Wow, we didn't intend on that happening.
Yes. Well, that wasn't the exact message, but it was along the lines of paraphrasing. I mean, sure. I mean, we can have a look at the direct
message. That's how I interpret the message.
Yeah, no, I mean, no.
Then I had that on my mind, but I went to the plaza.
Yeah.
And I was in the car park.
Yeah.
And who do I see in the car park? It was you.
Uh-oh.
You were right there in front of me.
Uh-oh.
Swear on your life,
yep.
did you see me?
Oh, no, I didn't.
You put your head down and you went in your car. I seen you.
No.
Did you go to the plaza? And you
I
were
did.
In a hat?
Oh, absolutely.
Looking hairy
and
bad?
I admit that, looking ethnic, absolutely. I'm the only brown guy here with a beard and on the Coffs Coast. You know what I'm saying? I get looks all the time.
That's not true.
It's true. I like that. Like, who the hell is that guy?
But you were right there. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, my
Oof,
God.
This would
oh
have started
God.
To burn.
And the feelings were still there. I was like, and then I was like gesturing for a lady to pull out, an elderly lady.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
letting her go, and you were getting right into your car. You were literally right there.
Plaza.
And I thought you would have seen me
in
the blue car.
I didn't. And I can honestly swear on anything that is important to me, and I will swear on my 91-year-old grandmother that I did not see you. And God, kids don't do that, but she's 91 years of age, my beautiful nonna who makes the best gnocchi. I swear on her that I did not see you, but I did go to Park Beach Plaza
and
had sushi.
I saw you.
It was very important.
And I went, oh, it's the stink eye. And then I was like, am I going to avoid him? Because after that, I was like, if he looks up at this moment, we're going to connect. So I turned my head.
Did
so
you?
I was brushing you.
The rat. Did you brush me? The rat of tools. Oh, I would have liked to have known what would have happened.
Well, I did say to, I spoke to someone and said, I think I saw Joel and I think he saw me and I think we just brushed each other at the plaza.
This sounds like a serious, like, goddamn relationship. Like, there's so many moving parts and it's like a movie. But I did not see you. I promise you. And you believe
You're lucky.
Yeah.
If I found out you brushed me.